Yes, yes, yes!
Woohoo!
What? This is Community Vibe Collective, and you're watching the Vocalist Magazine TV.
Watching it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Malik Shahid, and we welcome you to Vocalist Mag TV. And today we're hanging out with the Music Collective Community. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Introductions, please. Introductions. We'll start with you.
My name is Jasan. I am the drummer and founder of the Community Vibe Collective.
All right.
My name is Sarah MK, and I'm a vocalist.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Samaya Montola, and I'm a vocalist as well as dancer.
My name is Monk E. I'm an alchemyophonist, aka a vocalist.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Malika Tirolien. I'm a vocalist and a keyboard player.
Okay.
My name is Freddie V, full-time vocalist, part-time bass player.
Okay, nice. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having
me.
Thank you.
So I want to start with you, Jason, the founder of Community. Where did the whole idea come from for forming Community?
I mean, it's something that took a while to brew. It was a lot of trial and error. Basically,
okay.
I was in a group, and a group that was well-rehearsed, and we did a lot of touring and stuff like that. And when I left that group, I kind of wanted to create something where all these musicians I met, we'd have a place to be able to get together and just express for the reason I think music was really made for, which
okay.
is expressing the inexplicable, the soul,
okay.
language of the soul. So that's pretty much why I came about. Also, looking around at different shows in Montreal and instead of complaining about what's missing, kind of trying to create it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Now, I know you guys have a melting pot, a mix of different styles. I mean, you have R&B, you have soul, you have jazz, you have reggae, you have poetry. Why don't you tell us, how would you describe Community?
Wow. Community is a language. Mm-hmm. It's a universal language which
okay.
we use music as. So it attracts all kinds of people from all walks of life. And
okay.
it's a place where we can actually come together and communicate on that level, whether you're French, English, Spanish, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Bring yourself to the table, be honest,
okay.
and have a pure communication, which really, having 12 people being honest with their talent and being true
okay.
is infectious for an audience. They become a part of it. And that's kind of why we found the importance of it. You know, it's like displaying that honesty, people being honest.
Okay. So how many members, how many affiliations, how many cousins, like how many people are part of the community? I'm hearing different numbers.
Well, the group's been out, the concept's been out for 12 years now.
Yes.
So, and it's been a revolving door, so there's people who are here, you know, Montreal is a very transient city, you've got the universities and everything, so people are here for a few years.
Okay.
They're either talented, they come by, and they come and go. But I would say in general, I mean, we have, right now, if we had to call a show of all of us,
yes.
we'd be over 50, close to, anywhere between 50 and 70 people that
okay.
could do something, you know? So it's a large collective, all kinds of styles, musicians, dancers, DJs,
okay.
beatboxers, painters,
rappers,
rappers
yes.
different forms of vocalists, you know, poetry,
okay.
spoken word, dub poetry, all of the different, right? We don't discriminate.
Okay.
It's really an idealistic way of putting people from all different walks of life together and seeing what beauty comes in when we trust and communicate.
Okay. So Sarah, I'd like to ask you, what possessed you to join Community and what do you feel you bring to the group?
Well, I remember seeing Community when I was beginning to incorporate myself in music, to
yes.
study music. And I remember seeing Community at Sablo Cafe and like being completely amazed and not understanding what was going on. Like, this is improv? No way. It can't be. How's everybody harmonizing? Somebody would start something and then the harmonies would come in and I was just like completely blown away. And then I got kind of busy, and I wouldn't go so much. And then eventually, just kind of organically, I, you know, got more interested and joined the group, which was amazing
okay.
to know that I was in. And what do I feel I bring? I guess songwriting
okay.
kind of
songwriting?
Aspect
okay.
of thing. Yeah,
okay.
I like to. Yeah, that honesty that everybody brings, you know,
so,
hopefully. That's what it allows me to do.
OK. Okay, so you mentioned, you know, you bring the songwriting aspect, and also you mentioned there's a lot of improv. So how do you guys work in terms of, you know, who goes on what song or who jumps in when they got to jump in? How does that work with you guys?
Basically with comedy, it's we have a concept that's called the huddle, especially as a vocalist. You know, imagine like the musicians are on stage and they start, the instrumentalists start the tune.
Okay.
And then as soon as the tune starts, like the sands of time have begun, you know?
Yes.
And the vocalists have to all get together in like a football huddle. And so basically from there, very rapidly, we have to get lyrics together.
Okay.
We have to get melody together and our phrasing together.
Okay.
And understand that. So in about like 60 seconds, so about 2 minutes, you know, we're working very, very fast to bring something together. What's the topic of the song? So it's not one person talking about melancholy and the other person talking about like how they love their partner.
Okay.
So it's really, we're trying to stay on the same page. And then after that, you know, the melody comes through. And then after that, lyrics. And then after that, we start harmonizing. It just goes so fast.
Wow.
So the practice is amazing. And it just, it makes your mind work. So when you're, when we're doing this, it just develops such a skill set that when we start bringing this to other projects and other branches of the community tree, you can really see how sharpening those skills has helped us in all aspects of music.
So a song can go on for a while then?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not really necessarily, like, we do different types of music, so it's not like we're trying to do a 3-minute pop song. You know, some songs can last 6-7 minutes, some songs can last 2.5, you know, but at the same time is that, you know, the more music, the better, so we definitely don't want to be self-indulgent, and I understand that, that's definitely the goal of what we do, because we can lose ourselves, you know, but at the same time, it's to be able to be sure that we're communicating a clear and concise message, as well as the clarity in our melodies, in our lyrics, and everything that we do and we present.
Okay. What's interesting also that you guys have your own personal projects. You're not just stuck with Community. So I know you're the lead singer for Boogie Wonder Band.
Yes.
And also you have your own album you just released, right?
Exactly.
So talk to us about that, please.
So I mean, there's a lot of different projects they're doing. So me personally, I just released my EP in the fall called Varsity Volume 1.
Okay.
Available on iTunes right now.
Okay.
Get it, go cop it.
Okay.
And so it's basically that. And then as a lead singer of the Boogie Wonder Band, which is like a 70s review, you know, we travel a lot around the world, played with like Kool and the Gang, members of Earth, Wind & Fire, and stuff like that, and full choreography, the whole thing. So
in terms of vibes.
Yeah, it's oh my god, like it's you know, it's going from that to all these different projects. The vibes are ridiculous, but at the same time, I'm blessed to be in a place where there's a diversity of projects of what I get to do, and Community has very much helped me out to diversify what I do, so you can't just put me in just one hole. You know?
Okay, cool. And Malika the Queen. Lahem. How you doing? You good?
I'm good.
No, Malika means queen.
I know.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. She deserves it. She worked for it. She deserves it.
All right. Before we get into who you are, I know you're from Guadeloupe.
Yeah.
And tell us about what the music scene is back in Guadeloupe.
Ooh, back in Guadeloupe. I don't know if you know about the Casal.
Oh, Casal, okay.
Yeah, Casal is like the ambassador of Guadeloupe. We're really proud of them because they travel the world and they open the whole like Guadeloupean scene for everyone, you know?
Okay.
And a lot of artists have been influenced by them, and it's really like amazing.
Okay.
Like
but tell the people what. Explain to people like the types of music that Kassav does.
Kassav do zouk.
Yes.
Zouk, which is like a kind of a mix of local like percussions and things like that, but mixed with music, mixed with chords. And like it's like a dancing party environment, but then that zouk kind of changed a little bit and became like more love zouk.
Love zouk, so now
it's like more like slow tempo, and you know, you talk a lot about love and
no violence,
breakup. The Gurkha, which is like the more like local and traditional music, is still alive a lot, and a lot of young artists are trying to mix it with like hip hop and soul and R&B, and that's a little bit what I'm going to try to do, you know.
Okay, good for
and
you.
I started with my album.
Talk about your album, please.
It came out in September.
Okay.
And it's like in, a lot of it is in Creole. I would say like 80%.
Nice.
A little bit of French and English also.
Okay.
But I really tried to collaborate like with, for example, François Landrezeau, which is like really big a figure in Guadeloupe because nice. He's part of ACIO, which okay. is another ambassador from Guadeloupe, but in the really Roca mode, okay. so traditional.
So you're bringing your roots to the album. So
yes, nice. That was like, I want to go a little bit more like towards that, you know? Okay. I want to go back to my roots.
And then also, talk to us about your Grammy connection.
Oh my God, that was like the experience of my life. I met this group, this band called Snarky Peppy.
Okay.
And actually we opened for them with a band that is called Ground Food.
Yes.
With Jason. And I met them over there. I saw them before, but we met like for this occasion. And they asked me like, to come to New York and sing with them a few tunes at Rockwood Musical.
Okay.
And I went there like a few times, and from there they decided to make an album called Family Dinner, where they would like choose the vocalists that they really liked, you okay. know, and put them on an album. So they would bring their songs, and there would be like a house band of like many vocalists.
Nice.
And these vocalists included like Leila Hathaway,
wow.
and Dumby, Magda, Sheena Steele, like a lot of like crazy
yeah.
vocalists, and of course Snarky Puppy, like with their crazy musicianship,
okay.
and so that album, the song that Leila Hathaway did, like won a Grammy in
okay.
2014.
Nice.
So that's why I'm like, it shined a little bit on me, you know, because
okay.
it's the Grammy thing.
Okay.
Know?
Okay, good for you, good for you. My man Monkey.
Yeah.
You good, en forme?
Très en forme, merci.
Good, good. You just released an album, right?
Yeah, I just did. I released an album called Esclavage, Exode et Renaissance,
okay.
which is my fifth full LP, yes. solo LP.
Good for you, good for you, good. And then also I see you made sure to mix the graffiti on the cover.
Yeah, always. Like, thus far, I've kind of like produced or co-produced like 11 projects.
Wow.
And I never have my face on any of the projects. It's always like my paintings that are, because obviously my face has so limited information, no?
Yes.
While my painting carry a lot more weight and a lot more substance.
Okay.
So it always been the idea to push the substance first and not the person behind okay. the substance, you know?
Can you... Can you compare doing paintings and writing music? Is there a comparison that you can do?
Well, they complete each other in a sense that you speak to a different demography. Like, obviously, with my painting, it was earlier in my career when I became international, because there's no barrier of language and even of generations.
Okay.
I try to speak to everyone. I always bring a universal message in my paintings and in my music also. But obviously, because I rap in French and because it is the hip-hop style, it's limited to the people that are curious and magnetized towards that message and that style of message.
Okay.
So I do both for different occasions, you know, and everywhere I travel around the world, I always bring both with me.
Nice.
Even if it's an opportunity to do a big mural, I will still find myself a couple of shows to do in that area, and vice versa. If I'm called to do like a workshop on spoken word or do music shows, I will still find places to leave murals and leave my painting there.
Okay. And then also, you're the Canadian champion of End of the Week?
For the past 3 years, I've been a Canadian champion.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
And you had mentioned that being part of community helped you.
Definitely.
Develop your freestyle.
Basically, I've been freestyling since I've discovered hip-hop.
It's real freestyle.
You said what?
Real freestyle.
Yeah, real freestyle. You know, because people say freestyle, sometimes it's like putting a rehearsed verse over a random beat.
That's not freestyle.
But I do like improv freestyle.
Nice.
And I always been doing it, and I have kind of like a capacity to go on and on.
Nice.
On that, like the switch is on and off.
It's a gift.
But what I've learned in community, because I've been like following community for 9 years, it's been like maybe 2 years,
yes.
3 years that I'm actually an official member,
nice.
But I've been always collaborating and featuring with them and coming to be inspired with people that I consider my big brothers, you know, people that have influenced me since I was in my early 20s, mm-hmm. to have charisma on stage and to be mature about that charisma also, to not just be wild out stuff, but to be like focused on certain objectives. And what I've really learned in my freestyle capacity with community is the capacity to structure my freestyle as a song.
Okay.
So to take my freestyle and not just have a random 120 bars,
okay.
but into that to have chorus, bridge, but all in freestyle. So to be able to start with a four bar that would be a freestyle, but to repeat it and to even bring it back as a conclusion to my freestyle and to kind of like channel my freestyle in a more coherent structure. This is something that I've completely learned from Community.
Wow. And is your album written lyrics or more freestyle?
No, it is completely written lyrics.
Okay.
My album, I do a lot of, in my shows, it's both.
Yes.
Because I do believe that I have a special gift for being inspired on the moment.
Yes.
And that's what I bring to Community also. This was Community bring to me. So it's kind of like a really mutual relation. Okay. But in my show, I keep that alive. So that's what made me special also. If I do an hour concert, at least 15 minutes is out of improv using elements from the crowd, using elements from the moment. So all of my in-between songs are all improv and crowd reaction and all of that good stuff.
Okay, cool.
And crowd surfing.
And crowd surfing, yeah. I'm an international officially stamped. Like pretty much every stamp I have on my passport is also a crowd surfing stamp because in that country I crowd surfed at least once.
Wow, good for you.
Yes, so it's a big sport. But I'm a short dude also, so it's not as as challenging as a 6'8" stronger brother, you know.
Okay.
I can be carried, and I love the idea of being literally carried by your community, you know, because when I'm crowd surfing, I am literally being supported by my community. And my own music and painting, it's all about that. Like 70% of my music and my painting is given for free for communities that I feel deserve to receive and to adopt my art. So I do believe Community is also focused on that, on giving to the community and giving back. All of the person involved in that project are highly professional artists that come like the pay is really symbolic. We give to the community, we give and we give all of our energy, all of our experience, all of our thoughts and substance is given for the people to grow together and to have a dialogue.
It's important.
So I try to keep that in my solo career also.
Okay, cool. Sam I Am.
Yes. Hi.
Dancer.
Yes.
Whacker.
Yes.
Gospel singer,
yes.
R&B soul singer.
Yes.
Did I miss anything?
Just funky.
Funky.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're one of the newer members, right, of Community?
Well, it's been a good 5 years.
It's been a good five years.
Yeah. Okay. But I still feel very fresh and new. Every day is a new day, and definitely each Tuesday, because we don't always have the same vocalists or the same musicians, it's always a new, fresh start.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay. Talk to us about the KBC Tuesday projects.
Well, as I said, every Tuesday, we never know what's going to happen. Okay. Because, again, with the 50, 60 members, that is always interchanging.
Okay.
Basically, we're always on a new journey.
Okay.
But definitely, it always works out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It always works out as usual, you know. Like anything spontaneous, you know, we don't know where it's going to go, but we always know that it's always going to go back home, you know.
Okay.
And
on Sundays, it's more of a set band, right? You guys know it's less improv?
No, it's always improv.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, yeah, I guess the same main members.
Main members, okay.
But at the same time, it's all improv, it's more instrumental as well. So definitely the song structure can just go to different parts and morph into another song. There's more of a freedom that way when there's not as much vocalists as well, in terms of the musicians have the lead to do what they want. But definitely Malika is there, if not most of the time, if not a few times, to basically represent for the vocalists and the ladies.
Nice.
I've also been asked to be part of it as well and just like vibe with them, but mainly the jazz projects on Sundays is really a haven for the musicians to take part in and open up.
Okay. And you have a personal EP you just released?
Yes. Yeah, it's called Made Her. My first project, all 6 tracks, collabed with Shashu. So if you know Shashu, the beat maker, he just recently got signed to Fool's Gold, which is A-Track's record label.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's a mix of African rhythm, R&B, soul, funk, definitely funky, with a bit of an edge also in hip-hop, because again, being that... Yay!
Nice. Nice album cover.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, Nick Brofkin, he drew that. And again, the idea of what Monkey was saying, the idea of showing art and kind of an abstract view of yourself, that you're just the messenger and the message is really the most important thing. That's really what's behind the art. But yeah, it's a mix because, again, I come from a mixed background of so many different genres of not only dance but music, you know, doing gospel for 6 years with the Jubilation Gospel Choir as well, and being in a trio, that definitely shaped myself as a singer, and definitely meeting KVC has shaped myself as what style I bring to the table, because when you're first starting it, you don't kind of know, you just kind of jump in the wave and you're hoping to stay afloat, especially as a newbie, but it has definitely shaped my I guess authenticity,
Nice.
Part of my way of how I view myself in music. But yeah, I try to bring it, because again, hip hop is still rules my life in some way, dancing. And I just won Busta Move Hip Hop 2015 this year. So.
Congratulations.
So yeah, long time coming, and yeah, I'm still active. So in both ways, dance and music, but definitely music for sure. And recently I released a video called Show Your Light, which is on the EP itself, the last track. And we have, again, I always want to show different forms of art. As you know, I dance, so I have Leah McFly on it, I have Mean Gene, I have Jaw Jigsaw dancing, and the concept is basically not being afraid to be who you are and showcasing it and be different. Like, don't be afraid to be different. We all got to choose our own path, but in the same way, we're going to the same place. So that to me is very important, because again, I could speak for myself, but I feel like for everyone else, we're always constantly trying to figure out where we stand and where, I guess, we belong. But in the end of the day, it's not about where we necessarily belong, but just as long as you know, as your heart is telling you to go in that right place. So I think that's what's
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So Jason, what's your long-term goal or dream for Community? Yeah, is it something that that you want to accomplish? Let's put the mic closer.
Sorry. I guess it would be to make sure that there's always a space for Black creative music.
Nice.
In Montreal.
Okay.
In some shape or form. So I don't know what we'd have to do to make sure that happens, but we'll have to take steps towards that. But that's the idea, is that, because that's what I found was missing, is that where can we explore R&B, reggae, hip-hop in a very creative form, in a way where we can add to the tradition, where we can develop and still be ourselves and find our identities within that, and I think that we're doing a good job, but how do you make it
sustainable
and something and something that can be, that can continue, because I want young urban youth to look towards musicianship still, even if you're working with your computer to develop your music and stuff, but I don't want you to forget about musicianship. And I think that's a lot of the artists would probably feel the same in Community, that how live music is really important for all of us. And so just be giving that to the community, doing the workshops as well on improvisation, because we give workshops every 2 weeks as well.
Tell us about your workshops, please.
Yeah, well, basically every 2 weeks, we give these workshops. We do it right now at Café Résonance, where we do our Sunday nights, which they've opened the space because it's a beautiful space and it's an artist kind of run cafe.
Okay.
So they're really open to the idea to have us there and to continue at least sharing. So it's something. It's a way that even if you can't participate with Community on stage, because not everybody can be on stage at the same time, it's a way for you to participate and understand the feeling of what we're doing. Because what we explain is how to play music with anyone, it seems very basic, but not everyone can do that, just meet and have a conversation, because music is a conversation, just like we're having now. Yes. I didn't know what you were going to ask me, but I can still relate and we can still talk and have a full conversation on the same topic. That's what music is, so it's about learning that and teaching that, and those skills you can carry into, as Freddie was saying, into any situation and better yourself. So we do that twice a week. We give 3-hour workshops, and they're well attended, like 20 to 25 people a week, which is really nice. And it's our way to also give back to the community for the support that they do give us, you know. And
It's important to give back. I think that we don't do it enough.
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay, well, I want to thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you. Respect, thank you.